Regina, imagine, life as a single parent. Two young kids, struggling yourself as the school year looms. A part of you questions if your kids have everything they need, sorting school lists, labeling supplies. The stress of back to school weighs heavily. Amidst all this, you notice a few children in school with your kids who don't have what they need, who don't have new school supplies, and the financial strain of going back to school affects their family. With all that in the background, you decide to try and do something to help those kids and put some smiles on their faces. You decide to use the means you have to put supplies into new backpacks for those kids. When my eldest started kindergarten, there were three little ones who didn't have supplies for school, says Amanda McCall. That first year, I wanted to see what we could do. We managed to fill 75 backpacks. This is exactly where Amanda McCall found herself 10 years ago. As a single mom who had her first child at 18, McCall understood what it meant to struggle. But she also knew she wanted to do something to make life a little easier for other families and a little brighter for the children. Using the resources she had, McCall started filling backpacks with school supplies for kids in need. I was a single mom, and I know what it's like to struggle, McCall says. I wanted to do my best to make sure every kid had what they needed, to ease the burden on parents and bring a little happiness to the children. I wanted to show my own daughters that not everyone has it as easy as we do. There is struggle out there. In her first year, the bags were filled with donations from family and friends. Fast forward to today, and McCall's small family project has grown tenfold. This year, on Wednesday, August 28, at 7 p.m., McCall will host her annual backpack giveaway at the A&W on Avonhurst, where she's prepared to give away more than 800 backpacks to kids in Regina. McCall recalls the impact this event has on the kids who get to take a new backpack home. The kids are so happy, so excited to pick their brand new backpack. We have so many designs and we just let the kids pick what they want. They are so grateful. They're jumping up and down, and that is what it is all about. This year's giveaway is the largest yet, with backpacks filled to the brim with essential school supplies. McCall's generosity doesn't stop there. Each backpack also includes special treats like free kids' meals and root beer suckers donated by A&W. A&W has graciously decided to block off part of the lot for us. Everyone needs to gather there and wait patiently, and we will be there to hand out the supplies. With a limit of 3 bags per family, both adults and children must be present to receive a backpack. Months of organizing, collecting and shopping have gone into this, McCall reminds attendees. Please be patient and remember to say thank you. Kids are my life, and I put my best effort in daily to try and make life better for as many tiny humans as I can, says McCall. What started as a small family project has blossomed into something bigger than I ever imagined. Looking back on the growth this project has seen over the last 10 years, Amanda adds that she is grateful for the efforts of friends and family. I want to thank everyone who donated, from local businesses to individuals. Without them, this would not be possible. Special thanks go to McCall's best friend, Chelsea Motse, who contributed $500 to kickstart this year's drive, and to Amanda's partner, Jason Gallant, and their children, who spent countless hours organizing, packing and hauling supplies. The businesses who've been responsible for donations have made this year's bags exceptional. With many companies giving to McCall's cause. A lot of companies have my back, and a lot of people know me in the community and trust me to do what I am supposed to do with the donations they give. Amanda's dedication to helping kids shines through in her words and in her actions. Working with kids, she says, is the most important job in the world, and with a smile, she adds, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to help. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought this fundraiser would grow to something that would fill my 1,000-square-foot basement. Backpacks are spread all over my basement floor. We have nowhere to walk. It's an amazing, heartwarming thing. I think 1,000 backpacks would be the limit. The house is packed, Amanda says with a laugh. With tired hands, a full heart, and a basement full of backpacks for our community's children, one thing is clear. McCall's mission to make back to school brighter for kids in need has touched countless lives and her impact is growing.